McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. What can you say about your first day today? What was the atmosphere like? What kind of impressions can you draw just from this first meeting of this team as pretty much a whole?
I just like I'm pretty sure everybody else saw that everybody was new, a lot of new faces, new coaches for everybody. So I feel like we're all coming in on an even playing field type thing. And as far as competition, I feel like it's going to be a healthy competition for us. And I think we're going to be a good team because of that.
What can you say about the coaching staff and their message to you and that side of things? But I think everybody's a little curious about the first day of the new Raiders, so to speak.
I mean, just this is my first day. I did know one of the coaches prior from the Senior Bowl when I was coming out of college, Coach Tauber, mm-hmm. And I remember him. And I talked to him on the phone before I signed, and that kind of helped make my decision. And he knew my abilities and everything, so. That's one coach I already knew, and I feel like this is the best situation for me. So, you know, I think it was these coaches here, they were pretty adamant about the way they're running their defenses. And he's a defensive head coach. He has a defensive mind, and I just wanted to come to a place that would take defense a little bit more serious.
Was the decision tough when it came right down to it? I know you've done following you on Twitter. You had said it was going to be a pretty difficult decision.
Yeah, it's a tough decision anytime you're moving somewhere, like, especially if I have an opportunity to move on the other side of the country and to move towards a defense that it looks like this defense is catered to linebackers and the way, specifically the way I play, I think. And it feels good to be around other good linebackers. It seems like it's already a decent linebacker core here, a pretty good linebacker core, and they're young, just like myself. So I feel like this would be a great opportunity to build something here. And as far as my decision, man, I had the choice to go to a couple other teams. Miami was one of them. I feel like it was a hard decision, but it was a better fit for me here because of the type of defense and the type of scheme they're running here and the type of coaches they got here.
How so is the defense catered to your style of play?
Coach Tarver told me that it was going to be a lot of blitzing, a lot of just a lot of mixing up things, not just standing still in cover two like I did in Indianapolis coach for a while. Nothing against that. We had a great offense that kept the lead a lot, so we were able to sit back and cover two and, and rush the passer a lot because teams had to catch up. And we had two defensive ends, two great defensive ends that did that. But I also like to rush the passer and everything from the linebacking position. And Coach Tarver told me that it would be some of that going on.
What was your impression of all the – I noticed on your Twitter account that – You were pretty impressed by the way all the Raider fans kind of reached out to you.
Yeah, yeah.
How many followers did you jump? Did you count? I mean, what was it like?
I don't know. I think it was about almost like 2,000 that jumped up. So it was cool, man, because that kind of helped me in my role in my decision because it showed me how big of a football city this is. You know, how much they paid attention to football instead of going to somewhere else. Indianapolis, it was a pretty good football city, but the fans, they didn't get more involved in media and you know what I'm saying, and just showing us how much they care about the game. So I always wanted to play in a big football city with a legendary team or something like that, and that kind of helped me choose Oakland.
Hey, Philip, you've got a history, so to speak, with Peyton Manning, and now you guys are going to be opposite teams in the same division. What do you bring to the table to the Raiders as far as knowing what Peyton Manning is going to do when he's out there?
I mean, he's about to be in a different situation than he was in, I think. And I feel like I just know from in practice against going against him. He helped me in terms of playing against the best quarterback in the league. So I know how to play, how to step my game up because of that. But as far as knowing what he's going to do, you mean, he was always kind of unpredictable, and kind of, that's why he was so good, because you don't know. run with the ball at a specific time. You know what type of plays he runs, but you don't know when he's going to run that, you know. And it's kind of like I think I'm better because of going against him in practice every day, and I'll be prepared to face a quarterback or any quarterback like that. And I think I can help the team do that.
I think people would look at your size and think that maybe you're a tad undersized for a strong side linebacker, but you seem to hold the edge well when you're with Indianapolis. I'm curious as to your philosophy on how you do that. How do you stand up as a strong side linebacker at 6'2", 240?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of difficult for me to decide on a position for myself because I feel like I'm very versatile. The coaches also recognize that, and I feel like playing that position, it comes pretty simple to me, and it's the thing I'm worried about as far as size and everything. I just want to be able to use all of my talent, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a jack of all trades, so I just want to, that's what, like, in Indianapolis, I wasn't able to use everything I had, and it didn't bore me. It just made me, like, want to just do something else, you know what I'm saying? Go check out other teams and stuff, so I just want to be able to use all my talents. That's all. And I feel like I'll be able to do that here. That's why I chose to play.
So about how many guys were out there today with you guys?
What'd you say?
About how much of the team is out there today for the first day?
I mean, I don't know really how much of the team was here, but, I mean, most of us was here, and we had meetings. We had our first introduction meeting. A lot of new faces, from what I hear, and definitely new faces for me. But I think everybody got to know each other today.
You know, we're used to seeing the Raiders for years play to a 4-3, not a lot of blitzing, a ton of man-to-man, and pretty much
we're
going to line up our players, and we're not going to be that tricky, but we're just going to beat you. So it sounds like the new era. Maybe we're going to see a lot of different things this year.
Yeah, I actually heard a couple of the coaches saying that we're not just fast and big and fast anymore. We're going to be big, fast, and we're going to be smarter and have good football players. I play Madden a lot, so I know all the players on the team because I play with the Raiders. So they always had the fastest team. I always put Terrell Pryor in the game, and I run around with him on Madden. Like, he's probably like my favorite player on the team. Like, I ain't let nobody know that yet, but, you know, I play with them on Madden, so I pretty much know everything about the team, you know what I'm saying? And they were always bigger, faster, and stronger than everybody. But then the awareness on the game, some of it was down or whatever. But I feel like Mr. McKenzie, the GM, is bringing a lot of players in